Unit 14. Reading Passage. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and his family, including food, clothing, housing, and medical care. So reads the UN Declaration of Human Rights, published in 1948. Though the goal is noble, the reality is grim. As the gap between the rich and poor increases, so do poverty and homelessness. The latter is a complex problem that, according to experts, must be addressed by targeted government and community efforts. According to UN estimates, there are 100 million people worldwide with no shelter whatsoever. These are the visible homeless, sleeping in parks, bus stations, and dark alleys. Yet there are as many as 1 billion people living in inadequate housing. They occupy abandoned buildings and crowd into slums, sleeping in flimsy metal shacks with no running water, sanitation, or electricity. Sadly, many families and children are among the ranks of the homeless. According to a UN report, there are from 30 to 70 million homeless children in Africa and Southeast Asia. Yet the problem isn't confined to the developing world. In the USA, as many as 3.5 million people experience homelessness at some point every year. Of that number, 1.35 million are children. A lack of affordable housing is a leading cause of the crisis. Over the last two decades, the cost of living has skyrocketed in many cities. In the USA, the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment increased 41% from 2000 to 2009. However, wages grew very little during the period. Elsewhere, urban development has led to the bulldozing of many low-cost units. For instance, from November 2004 to January 2005, 80,000 homes in India were torn down. Most of the 300,000 former occupants, with nowhere to go, drifted to shanty towns. These slums, which circle so many cities, are sad scars created by the disparity between the haves and have-nots. Domestic violence is another leading cause of the tragedy. Battered women, fleeing abuse, often have limited or zero financial resources. So, they wind up in shelters or on the street. In Australia, a 2004 survey revealed that of the homeless women aged 25 or older, 43.9% were victims of domestic violence. Besides having nowhere to live, they often suffer from emotional problems, depression, and drug or alcohol abuse. Many other factors contribute to homelessness. People with mental problems and disabilities, inadequately supported by the state, often have trouble paying for housing. Also, people leaving prisons and mental hospitals, as well as those with substance abuse problems, are at risk. The truth is, few people choose to be homeless. Most become so because they literally have nowhere to turn. The best way to help people out of homelessness, while helping prevent the problem in the first place, is to ensure an adequate supply of affordable housing. Yet countries often lack the funds or political will to build enough low-cost units. Therefore, some experts suggest that the homeless be allowed security of tenure in the shacks that they've built. That means they can continue living there without fear of eviction. If basic infrastructure, like water and sanitation, can be added, a slum can be transformed into a healthy community. Joining governments in the effort are community groups and non-governmental organizations, which are tackling the crisis one family at a time. Despite the gravity of the situation, the UN remains optimistic. One of the goals of the Millennium Summit is to better the living conditions of 100 million people in slums. Whether or not that's feasible will depend on the ability of governments to adopt creative, long-term solutions to a problem that is all too often ignored.